Thank you for calling Dorothy Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. It's the dad trying to be able to talk to his kids as the law does allow and gives me the door to do, and obviously it's being violated. But, you know, that doesn't matter, does it? You know, that only applies to me, not to anybody else. I did go this morning. I drove somebody else. You know, it was very strange walking into somebody else's vehicle and driving away with it. Went and picked up a gentleman in Jasper, Tennessee. It was about an hour to get there and then, of course, about an hour back. Picked him up from the county jail, which was an interesting experience. And one of the thoughts I had, you know, I did this as an act of love. I don't know if that makes any sense whatsoever. But one of the things that I wonder about, because I've discussed this with others, and with this gentleman, you know, the depth of theology was definitely not there. But can my kids, can my wife, can my father-in-law, can the pastor that you are with defend the case that there's no call in Scripture for a prison system at all? Zip, none. The Lord never calls to put anyone in prison. But can you defend that? Can you argue why it is not an act of love, it is not a righteous act to want to have somebody go into the prison system? I just find this a fascinating discussion because I think there's a tendency within the Christian community, and I have to admit I have been guilty, to do these kind of things. The other thing I'm finding lately is that I've seen it in one case. This is against an individual within the Christian community. The response to them is silence by others. And I also see this. It's interesting. You know, there's issues going on. You know, the one I just saw this a little while ago was RT. The Russia Today is being at least RT America is going through a lot of fiasco with our government. And again, the response is silence. So within the secular community and the Christian community, silence is a problem. It's not an act of love. Well, I'm here trying to reconcile with my family because I'm in love with my wife. I'm in love with my kids. And the door's open to reconciliation. I want to teach my kids why you pick somebody up from prison. I love you.